This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and these are your podcast highlights for the week of March 18th through the 22nd, 2024. A daily podcast is part of what you receive as a subscriber to TF Metals Report. And these little carve-outs are just small snippets of what we discuss on a daily basis. As the week began back on Monday, all the focus was on the precious metals and how they would trade through the week. We're all awaiting Wednesday and the March FOMC meeting. What would Powell say and how will he say it? And we knew that would impact the metals one way or the other. So we began the week on Monday looking at the very short-term chart of COMEX Gold. It had rallied pretty strongly over the last couple of weeks, and it was currently flagging on the short-term chart. It's flagging on the longer-term charts, too. But as we look for a breakout and try to anticipate the reaction on Wednesday, it was important to follow the very short-term chart, and that's what we were doing as the week began on Monday the 18th. Look at the last 15 days. Again, we had this chart, I think, just back on Thursday, kind of bull flagging downward, clear down trend line from that high of 2202 back on Friday the 8th, okay? But again, 2150 should be your support level. That doesn't mean we can't continue to go sideways and run out the clock here. But it sure would be fun if somehow tomorrow gold gets a boost and blasts up through this downtrend line. Let's update this chart again tomorrow, okay? If you follow the precious metals, then you probably already know that the COMEX silver market is the most heavily manipulated market in the world. It's manipulated because it's so small and easy to manipulate. The bullion bank trading desks have very deep pockets, and they're able to move in and out of their short positions, usually taking advantage of the hedge fund specs. This chart that you see here gives you some idea of just how heavily controlled silver is by the bullion banks, as opposed to all of the other commodities. Notice 130 days of mine supply is what is short by the eight largest traders, probably six or seven of which are bullion bank trading desks. Compare that to corn, soybeans, any other commodity. Nothing is like silver. Figured you need a reminder every once in a while. Everybody at TF Metals Report needs a reminder every once in a while. So this is part of what we discussed back on Tuesday the 19th. Nick Laird sold Gold Charts R Us a couple years back. So I don't have access. He used to give me free access to all this information. So if you haven't seen one of these charts for a while, that's why. This one I got from Will Metalcope's Twitter feed. Again, dated a week ago. Concentration of traders. This off the last COT report, obviously. Four largest traders and eight largest traders is the big green bar. Again, days of world production to cover short contracts, and you can see the outrageous short position. Eight largest traders. Banks are what, six or seven of them at least? Outrageous. 136 days of global production to cover their short position. Compare that to platinum, gold, but then get down to other commodities. Sugar, soybeans, 20 days. Corn, barely over a week. And yet it's going to take you more than 4 months of production to cover the massive short. Oh, but you know, those banks, they don't manipulate silver. You got to be some crazy. Oh, I know all about, NOAC and Serventime. That's just spoofing. Everybody fucking does that. Come on. What are you, stupid? Don't you understand that? There's no manipulation. Oh, but you hold this concentrated position. Oh, but yeah, you're just doing that out of the goodness of your heart. Benevolent shorts. Wednesday brought the conclusion of the March FOMC meeting. And a very dovish Jerry Powell indicating that rate hikes are done and that rate cuts are on track. Three rate cuts still pending this year per their latest forecast. Gives a green light to gold, and gold took it that way. Went charging higher on Wednesday, breaking out of that little bull flag that we were talking about on the intraday chart back on Monday. Now, what we couldn't anticipate at the time was another bullion bank deception manipulation operation. It's a lot of shuns. that began precisely at 5:16 Central Time Wednesday evening, which is the exact same time they launched a similar raid back on Sunday, December the 3rd of last year. Regardless, when we recorded Wednesday's podcast, we're pretty excited about the breakout, and that was all part of what we discussed that day. Gold would suggest that. Look at that. I mean, wasn't that remarkable, that wedge we followed, the bull flag we followed for the last 6 or 7 days, just getting wedged into that corner as tight as it could get yesterday. And then boom. Testing the waters down to 2150 again today, getting back up to 2160 even before the FOMC. That's important. And then just blasting higher. This candle looked kind of goofy going forward, like that one back there. See the goofy looking candle I always used to have to color in back in December? That was a December Fed day. Today's candle is going to look a little bit like that. Not quite as much by the time we move on to tomorrow. But for now, you can kind of see what's going on here. It's not the highest daily close yet. Highest daily close was back there March the 8th, that Friday, March the 8th. Okay, the day we got to 2202. But still, boy, I tell you what, if we can rally now, remember how I've always preached this. Go back, you close a week above a previous week's intra-week high in an uptrend. That's very bullish. The same thing on the, you know, going the other way. So what we're looking at here, the previous intra-week high of that week, March the 4th through March the 8th, is that 2202. Okay, where that candle wick where this arrow starts. That's 2202 on Friday, March the 8th. If we can close this week, we got 2 days to go, above 2202. So rally, yeah, I don't know, 0.75% from here. If we can close above 2202, that'd be very bullish to extend 2250 and eventually to 2300. So there's your target for the rest of the week. But again, we're not going to make that target for the rest of the week. Because unfortunately, again, just like the first weekend of December, the banks must have been caught offside because they put in the exact same raid, cap, and smash plan that they did back on Sunday, December 3rd and Monday, December 4th. Gold was shoved backward. Even more violently, silver was shoved backward. That marking the fourth time in the last 12 months that silver has gotten close to 26 in the futures market or 25.50 in the spot market, only to be immediately reversed and shoved lower. Clearly, the banks don't want silver to break out above 26 because that will send it to 28 and then on into the 30s. So 26 is being defended, has been defended again, and that's what we discussed on Thursday the 21st. And finally, we'll close with silver. And to clean up the chart, rather than the futures chart, this is the spot chart, okay? So futures been turned around at 26, like I said, 3 or 4 times in the last year. On the spot chart, you can see it reaching 26 briefly in April and May last year, but really it's been turned around at 25.50. I had the same chart for you earlier this week. Went up above 25.50 on a close in April. This is actually the last time open interest was this high at 156,000 contracts was back in April of last year. 1 day close above 25.50, immediately shoved backward. Went sideways for a couple weeks, 1 day close above 25.50 in early May, immediately shoved backward, was back below 25.50 a couple days later, and then it just plunged for what, about 3 weeks, all the way back down under 23. Go back to the end of December, the last time we had a day like this. Briefly above 25.50, completely reversed with a really, really ugly, even uglier than today, reversal candle, and then it just plunged for another 7 or 8 days after that, all the way down to, again, under 23. So there's precedent here, okay? Reversals off of 25.50, that's as far as the banks will let it go, and then they try to run the spec longs and dump them back out. So there's a real chance here that we could be heading back down to 23 again. There's for sure, which, whatever, is fine. Give you a chance to get on the long side again before the next rally. Hopefully it won't. Hopefully we'll, bounce off of, say, 24.50 tomorrow or, early next week. But again, I give you this chart, and I give this chart as the last chart of the day, just so that you are reminded of the history, and in this case, three prior points in the last 12 months, where the spot price of silver has reached the level it got to yesterday, only to be violently reversed lower. And on Friday, March 22nd, COMEX gold down again today. Now, almost $60 down from its early Wednesday evening highs that came after the FOMC meeting. What's at issue here? Well, besides the bank cartel painting the tape, as they did Wednesday evening, there has been strength in the dollar index, primarily due to a surprise announcement from the Swiss National Bank early Thursday that they were cutting their central interest rate. That led Forex traders to believe that the ECB will be next, and with the Fed looking to hold off on a rate cut until June, July, maybe even August, that gives the dollar strength. It weakens the euro, which again is more than half of the weighting in the dollar index. So the dollar index is more than a point off its lows from Thursday morning. And of course, the machines have taken over and driven gold and silver backward. That's okay. As you can see on this weekly chart of spot gold, gold is clearly broken out. And now it's flagging, as a technician would call it. It's a consolidation phase, roughly between 2150 and 2200. It may continue on next week as well. Watch that 2150 support. If that gets violated on a closing basis, we could be dipping back down to 2120, which would be a pretty good dip to buy, in my opinion. We could also break out above 2200 in the weeks ahead too. But for now, we're kind of consolidating up on the year and waiting for the next step by the Fed, the FOMC, and Jerry Powell. Look for another busy week next week. We'd love to have you join us at TFMR to keep track of it every day. A subscription is $15 a month, so it's very affordable, and I'm sure you'll feel it's money well spent. Check us out at tfmetalsreport.com for more details. Thank you for listening to your TF Metals Report podcast highlights. Be sure to check back next week and see how the month of March comes to an end.